Hey everyone, welcome to the Sneaker History Podcast, where we dive into the people, stories, and iconic moments that have helped make sneakers a global phenomenon. If you've ever told someone that you like their kicks, then you're in the right place. Before we lace up this episode, here's a little teaser for you. Stick around to the end of each episode for the last shot question. It's a chance to test your sneaker knowledge and engage with our community. I've also recently started a newsletter to share my knowledge from nearly two decades of experience working in the footwear industry. You can find the link to that below or go to sneakerhistory.com/newsletter for a weekly deep dive into the biggest topics in the sneaker business. All right, now that the business is taken care of, grab your favorite pair of kicks and let's get started with the episode.
Jordan trying to shake off Starks. Oh, what a move! LeBron James with no regard for human life.
Final seconds. Bryant for the win. Bang! Iverson against Gill. The crowd on its feet. Allen for the win.
Welcome to the Sneaker History Podcast.
What up? What up? What up? Welcome to another episode of Sneaker History. I'm not Nick Engvall. I am Robbie Falke, and I am sitting here with our guy, Mike. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. Happy to be here on a end of the week, the Thursday. Ready to get down to business with some sneakers, man.
So, fun fact, it's the last day without NBA basketball. Preseason starts tomorrow.
I'm so excited. I'm not a football guy. Typically, I watch it and I play fantasy just because a lot of my buddies do. But NBA is where it's at for me. I watch preseason games. I watch summer league. I am ready for October 22nd when the season really starts.
I will say once, for the first time in like three seasons, I've been watching NFL every Sunday with the homie. And I've been enjoying it. The games have been a lot more even. I think it's going to be like the Warriors this year with them being without Kevin Durant and not having Klay Thompson off the jump, the league's going to be really evened out. So,
oh, yeah.
Well, makes it more fun.
It's more fun now because a lot of those, the older guys are, stepping down, especially in the quarterback position. You're getting more dynamic players like your Mahomes. I can't remember the cat's name from Baltimore.
Lamar Miller.
Lamar Miller. I mean, they tried to change him to a running back. He's like, nah, I'm going to just go sling.
Lamar Jackson. Lamar Miller is a running back.
I should know that. He's on the Texans, and he blew his leg out the last preseason game.
Yeah.
You have dynamic players like that who are young, super young guys, and changing the way football is played. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is throwing no-look passes. When do you see that in football?
Never. That's like... No. Taking the game to a next level.
So I can say, even though I'm not a football guy, they keep me interested a little bit.
That's what it's all about, man. We just want to be entertained, NFL and NBA. And for the most part, y'all do good. So I'm just kidding. But, before we get into our great show, we had a review. Mike, you want to go ahead and share that sweet review we got?
Yeah, this review came from... look like Sneaker Addict 426 came to us and said that this show's pretty dope. I came across it while doing research to begin my own podcast. The fact that I can relate to some of the experiences, guests, and names mentioned on the show has definitely fueled my fire and inspired me to continue my own sneaker journey. Keep up the work, fellas, and I'll definitely keep tuning in. Maybe I'll have one of, if not all of you guys on my show in the future when I get started. So I appreciate that, Sneaker Addict 426, man. I mean, sneaker history is meant to inspire, educate, inform. So this is definitely some of the coolest stuff to see from our listeners and supporters. So definitely appreciate you.
Whoop, whoop. We love hearing stuff like that. We've had business owners have some kind of positive reception like that. We get nice DMs. So thank you, everybody. There is the Patreon. So if you're really passionate about what we're doing and you want to help us grow, you can visit the Sneaker History Patreon. You also get exclusive content with that. And we'll do fun stuff like answer your questions on the air. Nick has access to the Patreon, so we can't see what questions have been posted. So if you've been posting and you're wondering why Mike and I haven't brought up your question, give it a little bit longer, and we'll get back to everybody once all three of us are together next week.
Yep, yep. And we love the questions, guys. Y'all have really thought out questions. These aren't just like, oh, what are you wearing today, or things like that. You guys have really like great in-depth questions. Keep it up.
Yeah, I mean, the engagement, everybody asking about beaters, it's been leading to fun conversations. So again, really appreciate it. I mean, speaking of fun, kind of our first little topic here is probably one of the most fun looking shoes. I mean, I look at it and I kind of smile. I would never wear it. It's definitely not my steez, and I am definitely not a Bach boy. But the Instapump Fury is coming back, but with Boost technology, flexing that Adidas Big Brother technology. If you didn't know, Reebok is owned by Adidas. So I'm always surprised that we don't get more technology going back and forth between the two brands. So Mike, man, you feeling this Instapump Fury with Boost Tech?
Oh yeah. See, the thing is with the Instapump Fury, I've always admired this shoe. I love the, this is one of those shoes that's way ahead of its time, and still, I think to this day, is still ahead of its time. But I've never bought one because, man, the retail price is pretty steep, but they're, now that they're re-releasing them, like the OG came out a few months back, and it's actually still sitting on the Reebok site, and I think its discount is like $140. So that may be a cop later, but this is cool to see Adidas stepping in. It's like, hey, you know, maybe Reebok isn't, you know, hitting the way we want, or maybe they see it is actually hitting the way they want. And let's go ahead and jump on this while the iron's hot. We got AI back in the building, going ahead, put some classics out. Let's go ahead and revamp this classic Instapump, because I've heard that the sole isn't super comfortable in that, the cushioning system.
Looks pretty tough.
Yeah, it looks pretty tough. Like, it looks like super rigid. But hey, let's throw some Boost on there. And who knows what we're getting next? Maybe they're going to go ahead and throw some Boost on some questions, throw some Boost on, you know, some of the answer fives. Who knows? I think it's cool that they're actually going to start utilizing each other to make the brands better, as opposed to staying super separate.
It should have been like a Step Brothers moment a long time ago, where they're like, did we become best friends?
Should have been like that from the beginning, since they acquired them, because they actually can play off each other very well, especially with Reebok heavy in the CrossFit games and heavy in the UFC and training. And then Adidas with the tech. I mean, this could have been a monstrosity that you can, you know, at least be able to throw a couple of punches at Nike.
Something. Fighter's chance.
Yeah.
For like the Instapump Fury, kind of like you were saying, like, you've never really had a pair. It's never been about the price for me. It's just not my style. Like, those and the Puma Disc Blaze are just silhouettes that I feel like I can't pull off. So there's definitely a cult following behind the Instapump. Boost has a big following. So I think putting the two together is going to maybe open the door for new consumers, but it's also going to have a nice spin for those who have been rocking that silhouette for a long time. You brought up the questions. I think they could do something really cool with that. I mean, so there's the Hex Light technology within that shoe, and you could very easily hollow out that outsole, switch out that Hex Light with some Boost, and just have the little exposed window of Boost in there, but have the rest of it, you know, placed throughout, probably like the Yeezy line does. Mm-hmm. And you can make that shoe instantly lighter, more responsive, endlessly more cushioned. Like, there could be a lot of good stuff there.
Oh yeah.
And we're actually
going to revive your basketball line at that point.
Yeah. Right. I mean, we see it with Nike adding like a full length. And the first shoe that came to mind was like a full length Air Max bag to like the Hyperdunk line, like the Hyperdunk 2011 and like the Hyperrise. Those had huge long air bags as like a secondary option. And a lot of other brands don't experiment that same way. So I think there is definitely a lane for the OG question to exist and like a question boost. Like you don't have to have one or the other, kind of like the people get butthurt over like a Flyknit Jordan 4. Like, oh, why are you giving this? We want the normal Jordan 4. It doesn't feel like, yeah, right? I mean, it doesn't feel like those cherished silhouettes have room for variance. But if you're going to vastly improve the technology behind the question, then there is 100% enough seating at the table for both.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. I agree with you the same way you put it together, too, hollowing out the soul of the question, throwing it in where the hex light was and keep that same visible window. I dude, that would be super legit.
And we're getting a legit retro. Speaking of legit, we're getting a retro, or I guess a first time real release of the Kobe Bryant sneaker free agency Reebok question mid. And that thing is fire.
Dude, I've been waiting for this one since Packers shoes did the for players use only white with the purple toe. Yeah, I've been waiting for this one for a minute. Then I think was it Bodega? I can't remember. Someone did a no. I think it was just they released the All Star.
The one he didn't wear.
Yeah, the one he didn't wear. Somebody was a collaboration, I feel like, with somebody, but they released that one. And I was like, okay, we're getting closer. And now we finally got it. And man, I've got to get my hands on those. They're supposed to come out by the end of the year, along with some other items that he's supposed to be retroing.
So for me, the question works best with minimal clutter, right? Like the metallic blue toe, the metallic red toe, like the two original colorways, are so timeless because they match with everything. They're super low key. They let the material speak and they let the fact that it's an Iverson do the talking. They don't have to have crazy colorways. And there no doubt has been crazy colorways of the Reebok question throughout its lineage. I mean, I think back to like 2012, 2010, there are some funky colorways, man.
I know, hammer. Just too many at one point.
But so the Cameron joints, those tiptoed the line. They worked because the purple camo was in very specific places. It wasn't like a full-on purple camo shoe. So the Kobe's within that same vein, kind of like the Packer, like the LeBron pack and Kobe pack from a couple years ago. Like if you just keep it simple, basic hints of color, you just make it look like a shoe that could have come out in, you know, 96, could have come out in 2019, or it could have come out in 2040. Like,
yeah,
it'll just be a classic look.
Well, yeah, that's why I think Bape needs to get a redo on their question mid that they pulled off, because they just covered the whole thing in camo. That's not a shoe that you can just throw camo on and call it a day. It has to be strategically placed, just like Cameron did it better than the Bape did. Then Currency had his at the same time as Cameron, and it had like all white leather, but it had like a iridescent, like green and blue toe to it, and the heel tab.
Super perfect. Clean.
Super clean. It would look like something that was actually released in line with the question series. It didn't do too much. I mean, I remember the question more specifically because it was the shoe I got for like back to school when I went my first year of high school, and I had it was a all white leather, had like a gray new buck toe and the icy blue bottoms, and I wish I could find that pair again. But it was simple. I wore them until they just couldn't be worn anymore, but they could be worn with anything because of that simple blocking. Mm-hmm. That shoe can be like a, I mean, it clearly is not the same as a Jordan 1, but just the simplicity of it, it can be worn, I feel like a Jordan 1.
All factual. That Currency one from 2018, that's probably one of the best rapper collabs period. It's just nobody really talks about it in the grand scheme of life. But it has like a weak marijuana, ganja, whatever, print outsole, translucent, the toe and the heel's perfect. The materials are, dude, the stash pocket, but the materials are A1. Like, that's what you want leather to look like. And there is a super duper limited edition. I think it's supposed to look like a Chevy Impala, I think, but it's a Jet Life green and purple, looking like one of those old car beds when you're a little kid.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like one of those, but it's a shoebox, and it's just like packaging on a power level over 9,000. Like, it's crazy.
Oh yeah. And I gotta put a plug in for, you know, the guys over at Active Athlete who were nice enough to let me interview them about a month or so ago. But they, because of the area they're in, they're really Jordan heavy, they're consumers. They still have some pairs of the Cameron purple camos and some of the currency Jet Lifes hanging around their store at discounted prices. So, you know what? Give these guys a look, give them a call, because I know for sure the Jet Lifes are still on their website. So if you're looking for them and don't want to go through like StockX or GOAT, check my guys out over at Active Athlete.
That's a fantastic plug. Kind of like we were talking about last week. Make sure you go check other websites other than Nike and Adidas.com. There's sales out there all over the place.
Hunt.
So what else do we have here? Before we get to our main topic. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no. Go ahead. I was going to follow up with, so we're talking about shopping at the other stores. I was going to give everybody an update of, I got my 990s in today, which a day early, mind you, UPS actually did their job better than normal. And you have these things in hand. I mean, me and Robbie already made the joke from Anchorman, but it smells like a room full of leather bound books. This is the best quality sneaker I've ever touched in my life. And I feel like Nike, Jordan, everybody should be ashamed of themselves for what they make us pay $220 for. And the shoe retails for $175. So I'll leave that out there for anybody who has a comment about that, but insane quality.
Sometimes the bar is raised and you expect really nice things once you have nice things. But nothing wrong with that. I mean, 1000% true. The leather, unless it's a specific aim, is not very good at Nike nowadays. And that's cool. They have the best knit on the market. They pioneered kind of knit uppers.
And
I'm bringing that up for a reason, because we got an official release date on some more LeBrons. The 17 and the Lakers colorway is dropping on October 10th for $200. And I'm obsessed with this thing. Like, it might be one of the very rare basketball shoes I buy nowadays on release date. Just Instacop. Like, they're beautiful. There's been a lot of beautiful LeBrons throughout time. And that kind of brings us to the bulk of our conversation here. The greatest LeBrons that we want to see retro. Like, we've been blessed to see the Air Zoom generation. I don't know why we skipped the Zoom LeBron 2, but we did. The LeBron 3. We are now have a clear runway toward the LeBron 7 red carpet. So that means the 7 doors being opened up. We now have a pretty good collection of retros out there. So that got us thinking, well, what ones down the line do we want to see? And we came up with a pretty good list. We have about 10 of each. We have 10 GRs, or shoes that already released to the public. We're talking your All-Star LeBrons and your Easter LeBrons and Christmas LeBrons of years past. And we also have some samples, stuff we never got to put our hands on that we've been clamoring over for like 17 years in some situations. So, Mike, I'm going to let you start it off. You got 5 picks of each. I got 5 picks of each. Some of them overlap. So if they overlap, I'll just nod and agree to nobody that can see me. And, and we'll keep it moving. But let's go ahead and start with your top 5 LeBron released shoes that you want to see come back.
All right. So in no particular order, my top 5 will start with the LeBron 7 China in the white and gold colorway.
Gorgeous. Like the China moon where it's like the gold's all around the bottom.
Yeah, it covers all the mud guard and toe box.
What about that makes you want it?
It was just something about white and gold colors on certain basketball shoes just has that Olympic vibe to it, just championship vibes to it. It's just a clean shoe. Just white and gold seems to go with basketball shoes to me. And just the shape of the LeBron 7 and the materials they use for, because it wasn't particularly a patent leather on the toe and mud guard. It was almost like a rougher.
It looked like foil gold. It wasn't, but.
Yeah, it was weird because it wasn't something that was it. I don't know what material it was, but it wasn't just super shiny. It was just shiny like enough. It was just a beautiful put together shoe. The design was impeccable. The LeBron 7 is my favorite model, but I've never owned it.
It's one. So, I mean, there's definitely LeBron vibes being borrowed. I said that backwards. There's definitely Concord. Well, Jordan 11 vibes on the LeBron 7, like that mud guard.
100%.
It's like, let's just switch out that Cordura mesh for some fly wire. Bada bing, bada boom. We have this new age powerhouse. That's a great pick. That was going to be on my list. I was like debating back and forth between some sevens. That's just a beautiful time to be alive in LeBron land.
What
do you have? So, I mean, for people's reference, so the LeBron 7 came out in 2011. So we're 8 years away from that now. And you can just see, like, if you look at the 17 to 7, it's night and day. It's like they're not even in the same galaxy with each other in terms of looks. And that's neither a dig or a pro towards either one. Just that's how far LeBron shoes can travel across the spectrum.
Yeah, it shows evolution is real.
Mad, especially real. Innovation is real.
Innovation, evolution, everything. Like you can see, they're trying to push the limits every time. LeBron, I feel like, is the first one to use its new technology. Every time it comes out. So he's willing to take, you know, the chance and, you know, see what it can do because he's the premier athlete. He's like the most forceful basketball player you'll see on the court when it comes to size and style of play. So they have to keep being innovative.
And if he doesn't like it, he just won't wear it like the LeBron.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to just put these soldiers on because my feet are dying. And but he'll admit it. That's the thing. That first step's admitting, let's make it better next go around.
And I thought the 12 was really good. So that's neither here nor there. How about your next pick?
Next pick is going to be the LeBron 8 V2 Low Miami Knights. I don't have to say much about this. Anybody who is a LeBron head like us knows about these Miami Knights. And they were just like multicolor, a low LeBron. He changed teams to make a powerhouse with his buddies. I mean, what else do I have to say about that? This was one of the shoes. This one, South Beach, and then the Foamposite Galaxy that I feel like were 3 of the sneakers that changed the sneaker game forever in the 2011-2012 time frame.
True. I mean, that the Miami Knights, shout out to Wale, Miami Knights, it was all a dream.
Great song.
I mean, that's just one of the shoes where it almost... I almost wanted to include shoes like that as a sample because they're just so hard to get that exclusivity of it was just insane. That was going to be on my list too. Like we're right in the same mindset. There's just other ones I wanted more, but that was for sure one of the first LeBrons that came to mind. Just the blue, pink, black spray paint look is just all, it's flawless. I have both the Solar Reds and the Sprites. And they're mad comfortable. Even like now, the cut's perfect. Highly recommend going and copping a pair of 8-low V2s. Maybe we'll get one really soon. But if you don't, you could probably find a pair at a decent price on eBay.
Yeah, those are still pretty high. Like, you can really, yeah, search eBay for those, because any like third party straight up reseller, those 8 V2 lows in any color is still quite pricey.
So, funny story about V2s before we actually transition to your next pick. I have a pair of 8 V2s in like the Miami Heat home colorway. So it's all white across that upper and it yellows super bad. Like, mine looks like somebody peed on it. I love them.
Oh,
funny, because the laces are crispy still and the midsole foam is still crispy. So it's like white laces, white, like pretty much detailing, white midsole. Then it's like PP yellow across the middle. Well,
didn't you have a Solar Reds too?
I do. Yeah, those are actually at my parents' house. I haven't seen those in a hot minute, but
man,
I do. I bought them both when I worked at Nike. I got them for both half off. No, 40%.
Hey, still better than full retail.
It's mad better. How about what's the next one here you pay full retail on if they dropped it?
Oh, next one I pay full retail on would be the LeBron 4 birthday pair.
Yes.
So, dude, it's just like that. It's crazy. It's the old school Cavs colorway. You can also say some Knicks colorway, but that foam posit they had on there, the orange and blue hits. I mean, that shoe was, the LeBron 4 was ahead of his time as well with that really futuristic design and use of foam. I mean, I think that's probably one of the shoes that were like super hard to get, but I'd pay full retail if the bad boy was released again.
That was a phenomenal pick. It definitely was way ahead of its time. I think it's still ahead of its time. People are still... Mm-hmm. They'll catch up way later, but that hardwood classic Cavs jersey for my dollar is a top five jersey, period. I love LeBron in that jersey. Flawless.
It's amazing.
Right? They were for the Kings' 21st birthday. That was pretty damn cool. I think that was 21st. It came with a really dope, I don't think the shoe bag came on every pair. I know factually they didn't, but there was a shoe bag in the same colorway with like a metal tag on it that had the date. Just execution, fantastico. That's a really good pick. I high key love that shoe. Like I want to say upset's not the right word to use. That we're getting the 7 before the 4 and the 2. I like the 5 and 6 too. Like, I like every, I'm not going to lie, every LeBron set for the 13 are A-okay in my book. Like,
you know, I can second that exactly, I think, because yeah, I didn't like the 13, but I can roll with any other one.
I had one pair of 13s and I finally let them go. I'm like, these things have not been worn since the All-Star game that year. Like, it's not going to start getting worn.
We're gonna shut this down. We're done with this.
I mean, there was one colorway. It was like the Dream, I think, something about Dream or Shooting Stars. It's like a solar. It was the debut colorway of the 13. Can't remember what it was called. Yeah. Listeners, if you know what it's called, it's like. I'm trying to stall as I Google.
Oh, I'm like, what is it?
I know it because that was one of the best. Like, we talked about the Curry colorways last episode, and regardless of how you feel about the LeBron 13, that colorway was sick. So
I will say the LeBron 13 low, the James Family Foundation, which was a basically just a sample, great colorway. The shoe was not executed super well, in my opinion.
They're calling it Mulberry on here, which that's not the sexy name. Oh
purple written, one, right?
Written in the stars, not Jason Witten, but Written in the Stars is the name of that colorway. And it's fucking baller. Like, that's a really good.
Yeah.
All these are good colorways. So what's the next option here? I think you're at your fourth one here, right?
Number four is going to be LeBron 9 Big Bang. The LeBron 9 was one of my favorite LeBrons after the 7. I had the Miami Knight colorway. And I don't know what it was. It was just super techie. It just looked like just the next level basketball shoe when it came out. And this is when I worked at Champs. So I remember I got the Miami Knight colorway for the shoe came out. I think it was 160 retail, 170 retail. I think I got it for like 111 with my discount. You can't beat that, man. But yeah, the Big Bang, I'm looking for one right now actively. I found a couple pre-owned pairs that I'm for a really good price. I don't want to tell you guys where they are. I don't want y'all to snatch them up, but just know I found a couple.
The heel Air Max student felt really good. I mean, I can't even say anything. I love the LeBron 9 also. I've had more than a couple of those colorways. The Big Bang, I remember specifically, I was in college in rural Minnesota. So there's one Foot Locker and there's one Finish Line. I remember calling the Foot Locker and being like, do you guys have these shoes? And the guy like high key laughed at me. Like,
what do you think this is?
He's like, do you know where the hell we are? He didn't say that, but yeah. Funny story about that. I ended up getting the 2010 Varsity Red Sixes, and I had to wait my ass in line in the cold super early because they only had like 10, 15 pairs. It was like the smallest size run ever. I tried to get playoff 12s. Those were just, yeah, I showed up a little bit late, and the line was bananas, so I couldn't get them. So just,
I was going to ask you, how do the lines look there if there's just 10 people in town? I mean, there should have been one.
No, I mean, I guess there's a lot more people in the know than I would have liked, but there's one mall, man. There's only one place to go shop like that. So,
yeah.
See, nobody knows about that anymore. Everybody got sneakers app. They got online raffles. No one knows the struggle of just calling and like just hoping, fingers crossed, that somebody has it. There's been
at least five times. At least five, where I'm in line and the dude in the store comes out, starts counting heads, and he's like, everyone beyond this line, I mean, beyond this guy, you're SOL. And after I'm already waiting like an hour and a half of my life, 2 hours of my life. So yeah, shit happens. Like that was the
struggle.
Well, my favorite part is the people when they come out and say that, people right. Still wait in line. Like, what do you think is going to happen? Is going to magically just another pair of
not this dude who's been waiting 4 hours also change his mind. He's going to go home. Not.
Yeah. No way.
So what's your top pick here for? Oh, I guess to talk on the actual shoe. That shoe's a banger. Big Bang. Big Bang. So.
Yeah.
Good call. How about your top pick?
Last one on my list is going to be the Dunkman LeBron 7. I just did that. The Dunkman series is always cool. Just the black and green colorway. I don't know where the colorway came from, how it became the Dunkman colorway. But it's just like saying that, you know, bread colorway is unanimous with Michael Jordan. Well, Dunkman colorway with LeBron, especially in the 7. We talked about how the 7 shares quality was with the Jordan 11. This is like looking at a playoff Jordan 11, but just super teched out, fly wire, patent leather mud guard with the its glowing green sole. Again, something I've been searching for now, found something for a good deal and hoping I can pull a trigger on it sooner than later.
There's going to be a couple LeBron 7s on this list. Let's put it at that. That's a fantastic pick.
Oh, yeah.
That actually, let's just transition straight up to more LeBron 7s, because the first two on my list are both LeBron 7s. I'm going the cool gray route. The cool gray LeBron 7 released in 2010. I remember LeBron wearing it to a Cowboys game on the sidelines. It's just cool gray, you can't go wrong. When it's the right shade, when it's actually cool gray, you cannot go wrong. It's just gray, white, clean, perfect. Wear it with black, wear it with white, wear it with gray, wear it with anything. It pops. The full length Air Max looked beautiful. It's just, yeah, this mega, mega clean.
Yeah, man, this is one of the ones that was, it was a GR, if I'm not mistaken, but it was just done. Like, the LeBron 7 could do no wrong. I'm sorry, I don't care what anyone says, but the LeBron 7 GR limited, I don't care. Every one of them was a banger.
It was a GR, and it's just like, that's when GRs were all popping. Like, anything, yeah. And the LeBron 8 in a specific colorway I'll bring up really changed it all, but at that time, the LeBron 7 could do no wrong. Like, every single colorway was cracking. Like, huge fan. My favorite 7 of them all is my next pick. And this is just like, I'm a sucker for 3M. I'm a sucker for not Carolina blue. And anything but that Carolina blue. But the LeBron 7 All-Star, in a vacuum, is flawless. But when you put it alongside the Kobe 5 All-Star, you have 3M wood blue mid. So a mid top with 3M hardwood print and blue versus a low top red with hardwood print. It's just fire and ice to the best. But if you don't have the Kobe 5 next to it, it pops like nobody's business. Like, that wood grain 3M is an effect we don't see a lot. And I'm cool with that because it could get played really quick. But within the silhouette of the 7, it was executedly perfect. That's not a word. Flawlessly executed. I love that. It's just like, yeah.
Oh, dude. It is, again, another LeBron 7 I've been hunting down, and I found one that's slightly used and, again, a decent price. Just waiting to see. This is one of the ones I kind of want to put a bid on to see if I can lower it a little bit. But, man, that colorway, that was creative, man. That was, again, that's when they didn't try to force a story with those. They just put a dope design on there and just matched it up. Okay, we'll take the best player from the East, best player from the West. Use the, you know, they had the red and blue jerseys back then. Your shoe's red, your shoe's blue, but we're going to just put some dope details on it. That's all we need.
Plastic flywire region of the 7, I feel like that helped make a decision because you can't put that wood grain print in any of that middle area. So it forced Nike to put it everywhere else. And I think if it was a complete wrap of that design, it would not have looked nearly as good. It wouldn't have been as powerful. But having it in those areas, king. And one thing a lot of people wouldn't be able to tell from it is in darker light, the blue looks a lot darker. But in bright lights, it shines. One little point we didn't bring up, and it's easily one of the most ironic points in all of sneaker history, if you ask me, really obscure. But the LeBron 7, all throughout the outsole, has like family, all these hot words for like community and family and trust. And the box has like photos of Akron. And it's a homage to LeBron and his city. And then he goes and leaves.
don't tell them.
Talk to them. To the city and just to basketball. And I almost want to go pick out. I have a pair of 7s not too far away, but they're pretty high up in the closet. The outsole, I want to say it says like family, unity. I can't remember off the top, but all these family derived hot words and homeboy-ness. Yeah, it's been real. I'm going to go to college. I'm going to go to South Beach. So,
hey man,
sometimes you have to go somewhere else to learn. and LeBron learned how to be a champion down there. So he didn't do that.
And he came back and brought
1,000,000,000%. Like, they would not have that championship. He came back like a cannon, which brings me to my LeBron 9 pick, the LeBron 9 pick. I actually had those. Funny story, I traded those for a pair of Miami Knight LeBron 9s, and then I traded the LeBron 9 Miami Knights for a pair of black flip 3s. And then I sold the black flip 3s. So I'm like, I don't have any of those anymore, but...
What just happened here? What did you just do?
Dude, Jordans were mad popping. Like, I love, I mean, to this day, those flip threes, the black and the whites, those are damn fire. Like, I'll happily take a retro of those shits. Yeah. And I'll keep that.
I worked at Champs when those came out, and there literally was, we were doing a shipment, we're just unloading, and just we got like a size run of like seven. Of those. The black flip threes. Yeah, we got like seven of them. We're like, where does this come from? Because it wasn't on our list. It was just, I guess it was just a, I don't know if it was a Hyperstrike at the time, but then after that, we sold a couple of them because people didn't know about them. And mind you, I was in Waco. And then like 2 months later, we got like a whole box full of them. We couldn't, that's we couldn't sad, get rid dude. Of the dang things.
I'd buy those off you right now. Straight up.
I wish I would have bought it right at the
whole that's one, too. I mean... It's not for everybody, but neither is the Canon LeBron 9. I mean, I like the colors on it. I like how it's a pretty good range of color without any of them really conflicting with one another.
Oh, yeah. It's like a Miami light colorway. You know, it's not too bold of like the Miami, like not bright like the Miami colors. Or University of Miami, I'm sorry, but... Is dude is done. Like that was a perfect color. One of my favorite LeBron 9s.
The fusing that went over like the toe the fusing that covers the mud guard all throughout the ankle, and then that W shape on the midfoot. The color, I guess that's where the Canon name came from. Is it Canon gray? I don't know. But that Canon color just contrasted the black. I mean, it looks like ballistic mesh. I mean, it looks like ballistic weave, kind of like carbon fiber, but it's not. But it, if you ever had a pair of LeBron 9s, it is a weave all throughout the side panel. So you can like push it and feel it move. It's a pretty cool sensation. But that color gray just set a really good backdrop for the yellow and the orangey red. It just, it all played off each other really, really well. I'm super surprised black flips were sitting back then, because black flip, dude, that was like
175.
That was like the height of Jordan superpowers at retail.
Like, oh yeah,
I love it.
That's what it. It made sense. Prices made sense at the time. They were reasonable when all said and done. When you really sit and think about it, like, okay, cool, 175 for a premium Jordan 3, all leather with the leather sock liner, cool. Everything else 150, mm-hmm. 140, made sense.
Let me see here.
What's the next big man?
My phone went dead and it's trying to get the lock screen open for my list, and it's being a little busy right now.
Oh.
Okay, so sorry about that, folks. So for my next pick here, and I don't know why I had to look at a list. This is like the no-brainer. If you've been listening, you're probably thinking, why haven't these two said the South Beach LeBron 8s? Well, my next pick is the South Beach LeBron 8. I mean, changed everything, right? Whoa. Like, that defined Nike basketball hype. That laid the foundation for the Galaxy Foamposite and the Big Bangs and all the Kobes and all the KDs and like everything. You don't even.
Dude, you're 100% right.
I try to think, how do I describe the LeBron 8 South Beach in a new and exciting way? I don't have one. It's just really freaking good looking. Like Zoo.
People who don't even know like that much about sneakers know the LeBron 8 South Beach. Like, it's talked about so much. It's the most replicated colorway that I had seen in a while. You were working at a shoe store the same time I did, and you remember once those came out, there's literally everything was colored.
Flyways, South Beach color, Low Jacksons, South Beach color. Every Air Maxes, Free Run, Griffies. I mean, the South Beach colorway is the worst colorway of all time, not on the LeBron 8, right?
Correct.
Dude. I believe they say lightning does not strike twice in the same place. Is that a thing? And is anybody a weatherman 100%. Out there? I don't know. Radiologist. Meteorologist. So my number one pick, and I'm super salty that we didn't get a LeBron 2. So my number one pick is the LeBron 2 All-Star. Gray, blue, white, bangers. I love the strap. I love the embossed laser etch around the ankle when you take off the strap. But I want that shoe particularly so bad because we talked about last episode, the shoes that haunt us are the shoes we didn't buy, right? Nothing haunts us like the shoes we didn't get. There's a kid, Eric, and I remember his name because of those shoes. Only reason, 10th grade science class. I believe it was natural science. Dude comes in, puts his feet up on the science table and is like, check out these frickin' LeBron. And I was dumbfounded. I was like, those are the cleanest things I've ever seen. Like, I liked simple shoes at that time, gray and blue. It slapped. And my parents wouldn't get them for me. I didn't have a job yet. So I never got a pair. And I keep holding out because I know they're going to retro sooner or later. So I already have LeBron 5s and 3s that are splitting at the outsole and at the midsole. So I'm like, I'm not going to waste my money on a shoe that's going to crack on me. So I'm just impatiently waiting on these damn LeBron 2s. But I need that shoe. Like, crackhead scratching my neck. Like, I need that shoe. And
I mean, that's how I feel about these red carpets coming out. I literally already told my wife, I was like, so when I spend $200 on October 29th, whatever day, right. Just know it went to
no Nike. Questions asked. Like, and that's what spawned this whole conversation and this list was the red carpets. And arguably that was like the precursor to the South Beaches in terms of hype. But so like I just said, the 9 had a carbon fiber, not had a weave. I keep wanting to say carbon fiber. It is not carbon fiber. It has that weave on it. And the 7 also had that, the red carpets. And it's just a really, really cool material. I'm super excited. I can't wait. So.
Yeah.
No, that was it, man. Yeah, I ran through pretty quick. Mainly because we got to slide on through the LeBron 7s. So let's go ahead and get some of your samples. What are some samples of LeBrons you want to see?
Samples. All right. Now these are going to be in order. So I'm going to give you my bottom three first, which are going to all be LeBron 9 Elites. But the Galaxy / Big Bang, the LeBron 9 China Elite sample, and then the LeBron 9 Canon sample. All freaking fire. If anyone remembers the LeBron 9 Elite, this is after they left the PS series, the postseason series behind, and gave you a more techie shoe for whenever, you know, they made it to the postseason, got to the finals. This thing was covered in carbon fiber. It looked like a freaking
sports car. So are you putting all of them into one pick?
No, these are three of my picks.
Just well, for sake of time, I'm going to throw one of mine in because I have the tennis ball. Well,
So I remember those.
We got some releases, most notably the finals pack of that shoe. We had a couple general releases of it, but those were like the LeBron PEs everybody wanted on the black market. Every colorway was fantastic.
Yeah. And so let's see, once we move on from those nines, which are freaking there, you can find them. If you guys are willing to spend the cash, look on StockX, Flight Club, go, they're out there.
I mean, I'm willing to spend like $250. I'd almost say I'd spend $300. Because if I would spend $300 on a pair of Yeezys, I would pony up and spend $300 on a pair of 9 PSs.
Yeah, if they were in good condition and they were going to shoot, I would, you know what? I wouldn't lie. I think I'd probably go up to $400 on them because it's just, oh my God, they're just so
PS so nice. Isn't like the end of a letter. PS stands for postseason. And that started with the LeBron 7. They started doing a second iteration of it alongside the Soldiers. Mm-hmm. It's basically LeBron's playoff version. They did that for a couple of years. Just tuned up uppers. They're pretty much foundationally the same shoe, but just the upper is a little bit transformed. A little more actually has carbon fiber instead of the weave. So that's a big noticeable difference. But just, I remember getting like goo goo gaga eyed when I saw the first like wheel photo of all of them in one place. And this, the tennis ball always stuck out to me. I just like how it was super volt, but then one panel of it was like green volt, like electro lime kind of. Yeah. Oh,
it was a tennis ball, like straight up. And it was executed
with high with extreme perfection. Of intent. I don't know. What else you got up in there?
All right. My next pick is going to, I picked one out the pack just because of the similarities of it, but the, out of the LeBron 7 hero pack, the Michael Jordan tribute, which looked like a Jordan 11.
The Jordan 11 took all the PEDs? What?
No, I was like, wait, do you not understand what happened? It's on steroids, it is, man.
Jordan 11 on steroids. Did you say you went with the MJ one? So, very much like you and the LeBron 9 PS, I went with the Dion and Penny. So I kind of took a double choice. I did a 2-for-1 there.
Ooh.
Just kind of like the PSs. When you see all three of them together, it's like seeing the Triforce. Like all the wonder, all the wisdom, the power and courage. Ooh. But I mean, that's elite storytelling. Like elite storytelling. Like you don't have to know LeBron viewed those three players as his heroes growing up, but if you know anything about those three players individually, you see it in a snap. And actually, the shoe's designer, Jason, sent Sneaker History a whole bunch of like the promo cards. They were going to put retro cards if they released that shoe. And they actually printed some of the retro cards that would have gone in with those shoes. So imagine that. Getting that high quality, gorgeous shoe with a damn retro card. Like that's fantastic. Fan freaking
think it was fantastic. Well, I got my last one here. I don't know if you have this on your list. I'm not sure if you do, but it's a LeBron 7. It is the black and purple Diana Taurasi PE.
For the ladies out there.
Dude, that, first of all, if you don't know and don't pay this woman respect for her LeBron game and her basketball game, go punch yourself in the face. Because she has LeBron's that LeBron wish he had, I think.
Come again? I think I lost you a little bit there.
No, I'm saying Diana Taurasi. I feel like she has LeBron's that LeBron wishes he's had.
Almost, I mean, as long as the LeBron line has been around, there's been a Diana Taurasi PE. Like, Phoenix Mercury colorways never look so good. Like, Phoenix Suns colorways never looked that good. Nothing looked that good. Just, yeah, that's a fantastic pick. I was right up there. I almost wanted to say some Diana Taurasi. Swin Cash has had some killer PEs also. Let's see here. Let's see. So with my list, I said a couple overlays there, overlaps. So mine's going to be a little short, but a big one for me, probably my number one. Well, number 1A and 1B. I'll circle back around because there's one that's like a clear number two of these last three. And it's the LeBron 15. Like, most people wouldn't think that I'd want to see a really recent shoe come out, but there was so many more LeBron watch type shoes, even if they weren't called LeBron watches, like old Nike inspired LeBrons out there that season that we never got to touch. And I'm personally going with the Air Jordan 5 black metallic LeBron 15. That's one hell of a mouth. It had the silver teeth.
I remember.
It had the 23 on the back heel. It had the 3M tongue strip. The 15, I think when they start retroing that shoe, is the definition of a blank slate. You could put anything across that, and it's going to translate well. It's going to tell the story of the old shoe on the new shoe without there being anything lost in translation. Like, yeah, the 15, heavily slept on, but when retro time comes, I think we're going to see a whole bunch of flavors.
Yeah, it's going to be bananas when they retro that one, because this is going to, like you said, blank slate. They're going to do everything they wish they could have done then.
I'm calling it. They're going to do it in 2035. It
or whenever they retro it.
Hell yeah. So I'll still be I guess to my then. 1A and my 1B. the 1B is the Watch the Throne, another LeBron 9. I mean, I think the Watch the Throne needs little introduction. They did it on the LeBron 16. They brought the colorway back. But kind of, and unlike the South Beach, it looks the best on the original. Black and gold, such an overarching colorway that you really can't pin an inspiration from it. But the Watch the Throne, all of like the album cover details in there, the heavy, heavy lace lock, just the best I've ever seen a black and gold shoe ever look in my book.
Yeah, dude, that one is just that. It's almost like a myth, that shoe, because you saw him wear it. You saw, you know, Watch the Throne. You got the King. You got Kanye.
And that album was like mythical. You just matched
all that amazingness.
I remember to a shoe. When that album came out, we had it on CD.
Yeah.
I was in college. We had a pretty good sound system in the living room, and we literally played that thing front to back 60 times, because we would just turn it up during the day, and at night we would just turn it down, so it would still be on. And you'd come home kind of drunk, and there'd be that one part of that Beyonce song where it just goes completely silent for like a minute and a half, and it totally trolls you to thinking that your CD player is not that's it's broken, or the CD's cracked, or something's going wrong. But lots of good memories with that CD. So it really ties in that shoe for me. I would buy that thing faster than I would buy toothpaste if I was out of toothpaste. Like, that's how bad I need it.
Well, I have to say, when they reintroduced it on that LeBron watch with the 16s, I have to say, it's not the same. Of course, it's not as good as the 9, but they did a decent job on it. Where I would still purchase the 16 and 5. I mean, ever get my hands on
the 9. This came correct on both fronts, released and unreleased.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like that one's gonna be again, like you say, legendary. They can imitate it.
Speaking of, like, so replicated. So this my number one, I guess 1A, has been replicated a trillion times. There's a whole month which starts in a couple. It starts on Tuesday. October starts on Tuesday. The K-Yao breast cancer awareness, Think Pink, whatever you want to call it. That colorway is done here and back to the moon. Here into the moon and back. I think that's this whatever. But I'm going with the AirZoom Generation Gloria, the white and pink AirZoom Generation. At one point in my life, I had the KD 4 Aunt Pearl, 5 and 6. I sold them all because KD's a snake. Just kidding. But he was. So white and pink's always been a really clean colorway to me. And it's the Gloria. I mean, obviously, it's his mom, so that's really cool. I like my mom. If you don't call your mom enough, call your mom, everybody. But this the Gloria colorway is just something that's extremely simple. It's heartfelt. It's incredibly rare. And just looks, I mean, you can wear white and pink in a lot more situations than you would think. If you're wearing a lot of black, well, let's put it this way. I wear a lot of black, so I can put white and pink shoes easily. But just, yeah, man, that Gloria colorway is just, it's something different. It's so familiar, but just, you know, it's old and you know it's mysterious because if you don't know a lot about sneakers and somebody showed you a picture, you'd be like, oh, those are fake. Like, they didn't make a white and pink LeBron. And that's like half the fun of PEs and samples and unreleased shoes is like they add a level of complexity to shoe collecting and shoe knowledge that when they release, there's like two camps, people that are happy to see them because they've been looking at them online for 17 years and want a pair. And those that are extremely lucky to have a pair. And they now know that their resale value on those are going to plummet. But there's nothing wrong with bringing back shoes that spark interest for years and years and years. So please bring back or release all of these PEs. Anything LeBron wore, I think, is going to be fair game since he's a lifetime Nike athlete. But I cannot wait to get my hands on a pair of Glorias.
Yeah, I don't care when it come out. It'd be 2020.
The crazy thing is,
whatever year,
if everything goes to plan and he's truly a lifetime athlete and they're still planet Earth, they could come out in 2030, 2090, 2300. Like, who the hell knows? Like, he's had so many PEs. And I mean, there was points where, especially in like the LeBron 8 and up, where he's wearing different PEs almost every game. So just like the opportunities are completely endless. Much like you guys have endless options of where to listen to podcasts. That's a weird pivot, but we really appreciate everybody listening. Mike, is there any shoes on your radar you want to touch on before we head out for the night?
Just the LeBron 7s. You guys are going to hear me endlessly talk about them until I get them. And I'm hoping all you guys keep your focus on the shattered backboard Vaseline shoes while I try to find these.
Only look at these. That's it. man, I'm keeping it way light as I move in the purchasing area. But October 10th, LeBron 17 Lakers. I see the Lakers versus the Trailblazers on December 6th. So I plan on wearing these shoes to that game. So that's my pick. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I have at least 10 different Lakers color shoes. So the options are endless, but got to go with that new. So, yeah, man, you can find us at the Sneaker History website. That's at Sneaker History on everything, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, your mom's cell phone. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Your mom's a very nice person. Everybody's mom. Everybody's very nice moms. So yeah, man, you can find me at RAHBEE702. Mike, where can they find you?
They can find me, hopefully, listen to Kanye's new album tomorrow if he doesn't dupe us. But other than that, you can find me on Sneaker History, of course. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at MadWatcher789.
I'm going to quit going to let everybody have a good rest of your day, night, weekend, whenever you're listening. So thanks for the support and have a great time, because we don't know when you're listening. So have fun. All right. Yeah. Bye.
What up, y'all? This is Nick again. Before you take off, I just want to thank you again for listening to this episode of the Sneaker History Podcast. Remember, you can save 15% on Shrine Co. bags with the code HISTORY15 at the website theshrine.co, theshrine.co. If you enjoyed this episode, consider leaving us a review on iTunes. And if you want even more sneaker history content, join our Patreon page for exclusive episodes and merchandise. As always, thank you for the support, and we'll catch you next time. Peace.
Hey, Nick here again. Before you take off, I want to thank you for listening to the Sneaker History Podcast. Be sure to hop into our Discord to answer this episode's The Last Shot question and get to know our community of sneaker enthusiasts. If you'd like more insights on the trending topics in the sneaker world, I've also recently started a newsletter to share my knowledge from nearly two decades of experience working in the footwear industry. You can find the link to that below or go to sneakerhistory.com/newsletter. And last but not least, tell someone you like their kicks today. You never know how far a simple compliment can take you, and we all know how good it feels to be on the receiving end of some appreciation. Thank you for all the support, and we will catch you on the next episode. Peace.